Okay, so today is Thursday, September 17, 2020, and this is the new moon session. For anybody who doesn't know me, this is Debbie Moran. I think everybody knows me, but my name is Debbie Moran. And hi, Ange. Hi, Fran. So you can join on Free Conference Call HD by phone and participate verbally, or you can join on Facebook Live and participate with seeing me there as well as chatting. I'm evolving this process, so we'll see if it can evolve into something that's seamless where everybody can join on the same page. So for right now, some people like to see me and chat, and other people want to be able to speak. So your choice. At the end of this session, the recordings both will be available for replay. So whether you watch the Facebook Live or whether you listen to the recording, they're both available, okay? So, welcome everybody. Breathe. And for those of you who are on the call, I'm not going to mute you unless I hear a lot of noise. And then if I do mute you, I'm only muting you by hitting *6. So then what you want to do is unmute yourself by hitting *6 so you can say something, okay? So this is a session where it is an actual session, for those of you who don't know. And what that means is energetically we come together, and then whatever is needed for each of us individually and collectively, and for us collectively for what we would prefer for our world, is going to show up. And it shows up in all sorts of ways. And it's always fun. It's always informative. And I'm glad to be here. So anybody have anything they want to say? Hi, Linda. Do you want to just say hi, introduce yourself, if anybody wants to state an intention?
Hi, it's Susan and Soto and Joey.
I saw you there, yay.
Happy to be here.
Happy for you to be here. You sent in your intentions. I won't read them, but if you want, I will do a synopsis of them.
Okay. Yeah, I always like your synopsis.
Okay, good. So I'll start there. So, Susan and Soso and Joey, are actually Daka and Soso are birds. But they're not just birds. They're healers. And energetically, they have been working with Susan and working with all of the energies of the world collectively, just helping to support this whole transformative time that we live in. And this year seems really bad to a lot of people, but what it really feels like to me is it's just really like, and I'm going to keep a really ugly image. I told Norman it's like all of this stuff that we've actually had beneath the surface are like this big pimple or boil, and this year it's like everything's come to the surface to be popped. And it seems ugly, but it's been toxic and it's been brewing and it's been there all along. And I feel like these are blessed times. They are times where everybody is being brought into the light. Everything is being brought into light. All of the stuff that we had hidden in our subconscious is just thrown up everywhere. And it can be scary, and it can also be this place where you become lighter yourself and learn to dance with it or flow with it or laugh at it. Laugh with it, not at it. Laugh with it. Laugh at the dynamics, because laughter is such a healing energy. It brings that guttural energy up from the gut and out in a very positive, uplifting, endorphin way. So it brings the endorphins of the body higher and lessens the toxicity and helps the release of the toxicity. So thank you, Sozo and Daka, and thank you, Susan and Stan.
Oh, they both say you're welcome.
So Susan said, Sozo actually, Sozo showed up a lot, and Daka actually, the last time they were on. And there's been an improvement, so I'm really happy to hear that. I'm not going to go into the details. I'm just really happy to hear that there's been an improvement. Well, maybe I am a little bit. So he's back to normal eating and up in weight. So he's a healthier weight for himself. And I'm happy, Sozo, to hear that. And Daka is, you know what? And Sozo's been having grumpy periods. But you know what? Those grumpy periods, I feel like it's because of all of this energy that's coming forward and all of these planets that are in retrograde. And for those of you who don't know, the planets are inside of us. And this retrograde dynamic is when they're going backwards. Hey, Ipsa, I love you too. The energy of the planets are going backwards. So it's a really good time. Most people feel it really challenging. And it really depends on where those planets are in your astrological chart. In other words, where they are in your body as to how you feel them. Most people feel them challenging, but they're really huge opportunities if you dive deep to, like, go back in the past and mend what feels torn or broken there and come forward with the gifts and the blessings of those times. So retrograde times are really good times for reviewing and really good times for completion of those reviews and the integration of them all. So, but it feels like a pressure a lot. And what I feel when I tap into Sozo is I feel like that. It's like, feels like it's pushing against him in a way. And energetically, he has been holding on to a lot. Since I hear him say since the beginning of time, but especially in this body that he's in right now. And his body was diagnosed as being less than. And so on a subconscious level, it affected him. And so because on the organ level with his liver and everything, it affected him. So now what we've done is we've just kind of lifted the consciousness there and helped cleanse some of that. I'm actually kind of sweeping that out of my liver. You can't see that, but I'll do that then. It's like sweeping that out of the liver to kind of cleanse some more of that toxicity. And that liver, its natural Chinese medicine energy in terms of emotions is anger. So he's just feeling a lot of the anger in the world. And we want to help him breathe through it, just like all of us. Help us breathe through it. Anger, its main function from a perspective of a book I read once, Carla McLaren's book, Language of Emotions. I loved it because she clarified like the physiological function of the emotions. And anger's prime function is it shows up because a boundary has been violated. Whether you have violated another's boundary or another person or another energy has violated your boundaries, it's a boundary dynamic. And so we're still needing to prime Sozo so that his boundaries can remain his instead of the old patterns trying to take over again. Like I see his wings like being... like being pulled on. And so we want to actually quiet his nervous system and his liver so that he can breathe a little easier and relax a little more. So, and Joey's really good, actually. I see him like... In a way, I see him like on a surfboard, which is kind of interesting since he's a bird too. But I see him like on a surfboard, just surfing the waves of this energy and he's okay. Doesn't mean we can't help him, but he's okay. And some of the pain, like we wanted to focus on, Susan wanted to focus on some areas of the body, and I can actually attest to these areas are dynamic for me as well. So I imagine many of us have that, but pain in the body in an intensity, but it's more of a, okay, so for you, Susan, I'm feeling like there's like a bracing on some level. Mm-hmm. This pain is like a bracing. I'm bracing for the unknown.
Mm. Like,
so it feels like that bracing is in holding breath. Bracing and holding breath. I'm bracing for what I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, well, we can make it light if you like roller coasters. It's kind of like being on a, oh, I love that, Linda, because I actually, Linda says a hawk just landed on her fountain a few feet away, because today I walked under a hawk, I didn't share the picture yet, on a wire, like literally above my head, and as I walked under, I looked at him, and he looked at me the whole way. It was just mm-hmm. beautiful. So, a lot of bird energy today, yes. So, but the bracing, Susan, we want to help you with the bracing. It's like, I feel like we want to bring some breath and some flowing in your body. Yes, these are blessed times. Bring some flow and some relaxation into your joints, into your bones, and into your nervous system. And we want to do this for everybody on the call. So it's like I'm moving this energy around in my own body, to, and same thing with Daka and Sotso. Just move it around. And Lisa saw a hawk on Tuesday, so up close and personal. So hawk energy is about, and hawk's the messenger. Hawk, as I recall, has to do with Mercury and the messenger energy. So says that's just one thing.
Yeah. He keeps a good eye on us.
It's really like this, we want to have this bird's eye view on life. And Sotso and Joe and Daka are showing me that the bird's eye view, there's one bird's eye view, which is flying high above it, and the other bird's eye view is looking within.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're forgetting to do most of the time. We're forgetting to look within. There's so much vying for our attention out there on the computer, on I don't watch the news, but a lot of people are on the news. I don't get on Facebook much except for these kind of events and just daily saying happy birthday to whoever I can catch up with. But even when I go on for those few moments, there's much that just grabs hold and tries to keep you engaged. And so there's a distractive energy, and we need to work with that. And I'm going right into the third eye, and sort of the third eye and the bridge of the nose. So that vomer bone there, I make my nose itch. So there's something to do with the sense of smell. Sense of smell. And I'm getting this sense of smell. Our sense of smell is actually our strongest smell. It's just that we have minimized it. Not our animal species, but our human species have minimized our sense of smell. And a lot of that is by holding our breath.
Hmm.
And that has to do with a fear and a sense of that fear, that bracing that Susan earlier, that bracing, that fear of the unknown. So that we need to awaken the sense of smell. I hear a lot of stuff stinks right now. And I don't disagree, but there's a lot of stuff that smells really very good. And then we all had the mask thing. So it's like the mask, this is what I'm seeing right now, that you can see on the pictures, like my hand is over my face. And this mask is also minimizing our breath and our ability to express and taste. So it's really messing with our senses. And it's tapping into that fear of. And most of that fear of is projected stories. And I hear the word dissatisfaction. I'm dissatisfied with this life. Okay, who's that? That's not Sozo or Daka. So, I'm going to come back to that when the right time comes. I just hear I'm dissatisfied, but it has to do with those senses, and it's like withdrawing, almost like withdrawing the senses. So that also has to do with, you mentioned your jaws and your teeth. So there is a sense of withdrawing with the bracing. And demineralization. This has to do with the teeth, but it also has to do with the earth. Yes, I do too, Jackie. I can smell and hear like a dog. I hear you, and I'm glad you're finding the benefit of that mask. So, we're going to the tongue now. The tongue is related to the heart, but it's also related to speaking from the heart and the sense of taste. So we're going into those senses again. So the sense of taste is needing an adjustment. And it needs to be adjusted differently, depending on everyone. Just some minuscule, some almost like a rotation or some like an inside turning inside out, and that's linking to the tip of the tongue, but it's then linking to the taste buds on the tongue, and then linking that back to the throat. So where the tongue attaches, there is a catch. It's like something is really straining it. And it's linked to the reptilian brain. So I know that this is not actually going on, but energetically it looks like the tongue is straining and the back of the brain, it's like pulling on it. And that feels like a representation of the past. It's almost like feeling like hooked. Interesting, feeling hooked like a fish. Feeling hooked like a fish. And yanked into the past, or yanked into a story, a situation, a circumstance that just keeps regurgitating in the head like a whirlpool. So it feels, I see water right now and the oceans. Oh, and there's a storm going on right now. But this is like, so it's like not here, over on the West Coast further. So there is this whirling vortex and this hook, and there's a sense of feeling hooked and trapped in that whirling vortex, so not able to actually get out and almost drowning, choking. So, I want to just breathe into that and take out the hook And when I look at the hook, it has something to do with the mitochondrial DNA, because it looks like there's a hook in the mitochondrial DNA that's keeping everybody running scared, running around like I see fishes and lots of animals. So it's like, thank you, guys. And yes, Kelso, I haven't forgotten you too. But right now I'm seeing birds. And I see now fish, and then I see like chickens. And it's like this energy is keeping you running around like a chicken with your head cut off. Yes. Insight. Tell me more, Linda. So this is now free. This hook is free. And it's almost like by unhooking the hook, the vortex, the whirling vortex just dissipated. It collapsed. So they were associated. And when we undid the hook, the association collapsed. And that felt like a good thing. In other words, it was association with feeling stuck, choked off, unable to speak, unable to swallow, unable to chew, unable to take in life. So that has collapsed. Say more about insight, Linda. So that's all occurring. Then we're going into, I realize, Susan, I didn't totally encapsulate everything you said yet. I'm just looking at it and seeing what shows up. So now I feel like I'm like holding back of my back, the lower back, and it's like support. The universe is saying, we got your back. We got your back. You are not floating in the wind like a piece of fragile paper. You are not paper dolls. These are the messages coming through. You're not paper dolls. You are vibrant, shining light. And when we breathe that in, it fills up the inner cavities of the body. And expands the fascia and wakes up the mitochondrial DNA in a way it's not been awake before. That's nice. So there's something whirling right now. It's like not a vortex, but I'm in this kind of spiral right now. But it doesn't feel like a threatening spiral. It feels like almost like a stabilizing spiral. So bringing some unwinding to old patterns. And shaking it off now. Unwinding from old patterns and then shaking off the nervous system. So feel free to do that, guys. The unwinding, if you feel called to do that, and then just shake it off when the time shows up, right? Ah, that made me really thirsty, so I said, I suggest you drink. So I'm going to the kidneys now. And when I had my arms back there, it really was a support. But also the kidneys were crying out for attention. And I see an interesting image. It's like the kidneys, like there's a plug at the bottom and the plugs kind of come out and like they're draining. And I'm not sure yet if they're supposed to be draining, or because we're draining out toxins, or if there's a leak in our energy field that is draining our chi. So which is it? Both. It depends on which kidney for each person or each being. And so we need to do a repair on the kidney energy and link it to the heart energy so that we can balance the maximum contraction and the maximum expansion as well as our chi and our blood flow. Yeah, that's good. So, I love it because I was just reading through the rest of your requests, Susan. They had to do very much with the future. I feel like that was that guarding. So it was like, oh, we have to let go of that guarding. And I see energy in the planet right now with the climate is all being activated. But I'm seeing there is some movement, actual movement in the ley lines of the land, in the energy current of the atmosphere and the ley lines of the land. So it's working with the elements and working with the, like, things are shifting. And it feels harsh in many instances. And it is simply the mechanism of the planet re-harmonizing, re-establishing a balance. So this year, giving us, I feel like I've told people, this is like my retreat year inside. It's my inner retreat year. And it's like the whole year has been about inner retreat. And for those of us who are doing that, I feel like we're feeling the blessing of that. And yet, even those of us who are enjoying the inner retreat, there's still this dynamic of, okay, so what next? Or maybe I need a different kind of stimulation. And so we're again going back to the nervous system and working again with those elements and the ley lines of the planet, because there is a pool of the cosmos, the ley lines, the elements, and the atmosphere, and they're all just kind of shaken loose and they're going through their own rhythms. In five rhythms, it would be like, actually, those of you who know five rhythms, the rhythms are flowing, staccato, chaos, which is what everything seems right now, chaos. But it's really not. It's a combination of all of those. The flowing and the staccato, the masculine and feminine, are really trying to come together. And I'm talking energetically. Externally, everybody's in divisive mode. But internally, that energy is just being fueled to come out and come together in a way unimagined so far. Oh, insight. Okay, thank you. Is that what you're doing? So there's an energy like a wave coming over me now. And you guys may have seen, there's a movie I highly recommend called My Octopus Teacher, the documentary on Netflix. so beautiful. But it shows the ecosystem in the ocean and the kelp forest, and how the forests are really very much associated with our lungs and even our nervous systems, and they very much are in charge of our climate. That's kind of their, one of their purposes. Like, okay, so the oxygen intake or the oxygen outtake and the carbon intake, so it's really, there is that expansion, that maximum expansion of the heart and the fire energy, which is what's going on a lot with the forest, and that contraction of the water and diving into the depths. So that's bringing me back to the mouth, the sense of taste. Which is kind of funny because my teacher, Octopus, their main sense is taste. Their little tentacles, every one of their tentacles works independently. And the way they know you is they taste you through those tentacles. It's really beautiful. So the sense of taste is a way we savor our lives. And as a collective, we've forgotten how to savor. We want to gulp. And so we need to breathe and calm. Our nervous system. We need to breathe in more air. This whole COVID thing, it's all about the lungs, right? That's the trees. That's our breathing. That is our need to breathe. So, going back into the brain now, the hypothalamus linking that back to the kidneys. We really need to energize the kidneys and do a repair on those kidneys of, like I said before, like the holes or the plugs, the toxins need to be drained and the plugs need to be repaired so that the chi, as we breathe, fills up our kidneys, not just our lungs, comes in our whole body. And fills up our kidneys and replenishes our chi. Yes, kidneys relate to fear, and fear has been leaking the chi energy of many. It certainly has. So, but there's again a gift of fear if you pay attention to it, if you just listen to it rather than listen to the story. So, when we get called, when we feel that initial fight flight, we tend to hold our breath, right? So the next time you feel that initial, I encourage you to breathe through that start, that startled reflex. And see if you don't bypass or miss a catastrophe or perhaps gain an insight. Okay. That's also working with hearing. So all of the senses are being cleansed, adjusted, renewed, and revitalized. Just like our kidneys and our nervous systems. And something came back with the teeth. There was a earlier I said demineralization, and that actually has taken me back into the earth and into the soil and into the ocean. So I see the soil and I see coral. So I see there is a connection. And we need to, what do we need to do? I'm seeing the connection. There's something we need to do. I hear first and foremost, always breathe. But in that connection, okay, now I'm going back up into the pineal pituitary and hypothalamus-thalamus connections, and I'm also then going into the thyroid and into the thymus gland. So we're needing to bring an alignment and a harmony between all of these parts and all of the senses that we've been working on to bring ourselves present to revitalize our bodies. See, in Chinese medicine, they believe when your qi's gone, it's gone. I don't have that belief. So I believe that what we're doing right now is we're working with that repair and we're revitalizing the kidney qi, revitalizing our essential energy, our essence, to bring more clarity to our senses, less film, less congestion, less blurring, and bring, again, greater clarity to all of our senses. Now I'm holding my jaw. So why am I holding my jaw? There is a reason. And we're working at the bone level. Again, having to do with kidneys, bone level, and remineralization of the bones. But it's different than, it's like remineralization of what is needed in the bones. But it doesn't mean drawing on past programming, even at the cellular level. It means tapping into a new dynamic of cellular metabolism that brings a greater vitality almost like juiciness to the bones, like a vitality and juiciness to the bones and to the sinews and tendons of the body. And we're balancing all of that and tapping that in. With hydration and our friend the Easy Water. Easy Water. For those of you who need reminding or don't know, Easy Water is a new discovery of science. I do that because, well, because science discovers after the fact. But they've been experimenting with water and they have discovered a water that's chemistry is slightly different than regular water, but they discovered it by basically experimenting on regular water, polluting the regular water. And then they discovered there's a thin film around every experiment, every container between the water that's been polluted and the container. There's a very thin microscopic film that is not polluted. It is always water. And it's a little bit thicker than water. And they say its chemistry is H3O. And what it does is it moves the toxins out of the body. It like literally moves them out, moves them away in the container, but also in the body and in any body of water on the planet. So for those of us who doubt, there is hope. That energy is there. I just see that as pure life force, pure source energy. And so that easy water is, we're bringing it in to hydrate that revitalization process of the bones and the kidney energy and kidney chi. It went really peaceful and really quiet right now. Except my computer, which seems to be very noisy, but everything went really peaceful and really quiet. But there's a sense of tenderness. There's a sense of gentility and tenderness that is being expressed energetically. It's almost like this energy descending down around us, like this nourishing, comforting blanket of energy to just kind of cocoon and wrap us up in this program to allow that energy to have its full effect and then go through its full process without interruption. And it feels like, so I'm also being given the metaphor of like new band-aid, new skin, I think it's called. And it's like that's something that they put on on wounds to keep you from bleeding out if you don't have an actual bandage. And it covers it up and lets the skin heal underneath. And so that descending energy that's coming down is a bit like that. It's like this new skin, oh lovely, that's coming down and embracing, like not swallowing up, not suffocating. It's more of this just kind of warm, nurturing, and enlivening embrace that gives a sense of soothing to the body, the energy of the body and the emotions and the mental realms, well, all of the realms of the body, around the Wei Qi as well, to bring comfort and calmness, tranquility into your field, into our fields. It's not to isolate us. It's to encapsulate us and to nurture. It's like nurturing during these times, even in the midst of apparent crises, but recognizing and knowing and sensing, I am being nurtured now. And many of us may not have felt that nurturing in our childhood or in our past. And so this will feel new. So breathe into it in a way that, in a curious way, breathe into it in a curious way. Like curious, joyfully curious. Like, oh, okay, this is kind of interesting. And see if it doesn't lighten your footing and your heart, your entire presence, your entire being. And I don't know why I'm doing this, but it's like, okay, I'm just like moving my hands. Open, close. Close, open. Palms out. And it's kind of this, just this really interesting, very peaceful, beautiful energy, actually. And I feel like, let's just take a few moments to breathe together, that in, and tap that in, possibly. Yes. Tap that in. Tap that into your head, your heart, and your navel. And just feel that energy descending around you. And it's not a suffocating energy. It's not like wearing a mask. It's more like a vital energy that allows you to breathe. Yeah, it may be like octopus energy. You guys see that movie, you'll understand the feeling that I'm getting. It's really this very nurturing, peaceful energy. I'm going to say octopus energy, like energy, like Norman said. Most of us probably wouldn't imagine that because we think of octopus as scary. But they're a very sensual creature. I like the description, and this is what I'm feeling, actually. This is beautiful, what I'm feeling. One of the descriptions the guy gave was they are a liquid animal. And that's what I'm feeling. Like very, this energy is very liquidity, very liquid, very fluid. And that's why the hydration and the easy water is very significantly essential and important as part of that. Let's just take a moment and breathe all that in. And tap it in, head, heart, and pelvis. Okay, it is very octopus energy-like, because as I was tapping it in, I felt that calm and peace, and then I felt like that dart off. Okay, so there's just so much vibrancy there. All right, so I have all these comical little songs going through my head. That's off and on, zippity doodah has been going through my head. The actual moon is showing up right now. So the moon and the sun, which in body talk, when in Vedanta medicine, the sun and the moon are the thalamus and the hypothalamus. They're showing up in the cosmos right now. And I'm seeing some movement. Yes. Yes, my oh my, what a wonderful day. Oh, and Norman's cracking up. Thank you very much. I just saw that. So there is a lot of that. There is this tonight, it's fascinating to me because the energy feels so lovely. It feels so so nurturing, so peaceful, and yet so present. So present. It's like, yeah. So, sun and the moon and Mars. Ooh, Mars just showed up. Mars is like, yeah, I'm just going to throw a little fire in there. And that's actually good. A little fire in there. At first it was kind of like, because Mars is very much known as the planet of a masculine planet and the planet of war, but it's also the planet of action. And there are, what I'm getting is this inward journey that we're in the process of is significant and necessary. And those many of us that do this inward journey, it's just the more peace we're going to discover and the more abilities we're going to awaken within ourselves. And the more we're going to feel like we are able to contribute from a place of without leaking our energy, without draining our chi, we will have garnered our inner resources clearly enough. This is what's showing up. We will have garnered our inner resources clearly enough that we are able to give freely because we're full. We're full inside. We're full of that light, that presence, that essence of who we are. And so we're not holding, we're not gripping, we're not holding on to it. We're not depleting ourselves. It is flowing through us like that liquid animal. It is flowing through us, that light, in such a way that we are able to ride the current, ride the waves without leaking our chi everywhere, without depleting our energy, without making ourselves sick. That's brilliant. Thank you. So Mars came in as the energy of fire, but also the energy of action. It's like action. But the action doesn't have to be this busyness that we've lived up till now, this busyness out there where we're always constantly distracted. The action is from an inner space. So as we go deep, as we dive deeper within, the more we're able to take action and express ourselves and bring our abilities out into the world, and a trusting of timing. I'm seeing with all of these retrograde planets, we're, like I said, we're in a really transformative time, and it's very purposeful. It's giving us that opportunity to, I'm like seeing, spin around three times and come back to center. So Linda Rhodes, I woke up with, here comes Peter Cottontail hopping down the bunny trail. It was very tender and playful. That's it. It was really tapping into that tenderness, that gentleness, that beauty, that grace, but not necessarily has to be that fierce grace, although Aries can bring in that fierce grace, and that's okay too, because we don't have to deplete ourselves. That's the lightheartedness. So it's bringing in action to our inner being. And that may not look like much to the outside world right now, because the action is going on a lot internally. Only two times? Okay. It felt like three. So it's about simply being. Yes, I know I said that repeatedly. And simply being doesn't mean giving away all your belongings and becoming this aesthetic. Simply being means just simply breathing in the moment. Drinking in life. And allowing what shows up to show up and be curious about it. And maybe Peter Cottontail will get you out of it. It's about finding the lightheartedness. So this is taking me back into the five rhythms. and the five rhythms are flowing, which is feminine, and that means getting into your day, getting into your life, being grounded. And that's the feminine, earth-related. And then staccato is get to work, get your chores done, get your tasks done. It's very masculine, very linear, very direct. So flowing is very fluid, circular movements. Staccato is very direct. Get done. Say what you mean. And mean what you say. And then there's chaos, which is a combination of masculine and feminine. So it's a little all over the place, and that's what it looks like out there. And that's what it's been in here for a very long time. Then you go to the other side of chaos, because you've basically addressed all of the craziness inside and you've shaken it off and shaken it out of your nervous system. And lyrical is lighthearted and playful and childlike. And that's where we are right now, tapping into that to those rhythms. Whatever language you use, in the five rhythm dance language, that's it. And then we come to this place of stillness, and that's that inner peace. And that is a flow, that is a wave, that is a current in life. And that current, it's like being able to float in the current of life and being able to benefit from not just being pulled down by gravity to keep us on the planet, but also tapping into and becoming aware of the duality of it, the opposite energy, which actually lifts us up, keeps us upright. So we have that tension in our environment as well as in our body, that tensegrity in our bones and in our muscles and our tissues, but also in our environment. And if we can just breathe into that and know it's there, all there for us, then we won't feel so crushed and crunched and toppled over. We will be able to breathe freely, feel good, feel whatever, and tap into all of those senses in a whole new way. There goes a whole new world now. A whole new world. Sorry, the comedian and singers and the cabaret is here. But that's good, the lightheartedness. We need lightheartedness now. Deepak Chopra says the best response to life is laughter. I agree. When you're laughing, you're breathing a lot. Find something lighthearted to laugh about each day. And it feels like that's actually how we're ending tonight, as I'm rocking in the current of this beautiful flowing energy. Nice. Let's tap it in one more time. Norman put his intention is, my intention for this new moon is seeing, feeling, being the togetherness that I am, and allow the separation to be pushed to dissipate. You're welcome, Ipsa. I love you. You're all beautiful souls. Thank you. Really is beautiful energy right now. Receive it. Know that this life is lining up for you, even if it doesn't appear like that in the moment. If you breathe in the moment, you will know that's true in your heart of hearts and your soul of souls. Nice. Anybody need have anything they want to add?
Well, on a light note, as well as a thank you very much, when you said zippity-doo-dah, I went straight to Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder, which would be so-so.
Nice.
He's a blue and gold. He's in a blue and gold macaw body.
Yes, I love it. I can see so-so too.
Ah, he just said hello.
so-so. Hello, Daka.
Yes, he's looking at you. I got his attention. So thank you so much, Debbie.
You're very welcome, Susan. Linda says, very dust for all.
Good night.
Good night. I love you all. Thank you.